I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 what's up everybody, and welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And it's your boy Q. Yeah, they got it's a fucking situation today, goddamn.
Yes, sir.
We got special guests in the house.
Bro, nigga, birthday. Roman's in the building.
Yo, what up,
that? Big T in the house. Yeah. What's up?
You're nigga, it's my motherfucking birthday. And first off, what we gonna do? We gonna do some shout outs right quick, man. Shout out to my daughter for her birthday yesterday.
Yes, sir. Shout out.
Shout out to my niece for her birthday today. Shout out my son Jay Clancy, 4th/5th brother. That's my October 3rd brother. Me and him got the same birthday and shit. Shout out my son DJ Dynamic Mall. You know who it is, bruh. Shout out my niggas, my Libra niggas, man. Shout us the fuck
it's
out.
It's Libra season.
It's Libra season, bro. It's all, nigga. A real one has acquired his birthday, bro. Niggas gonna be sipping today. Getting to my bag. Niggas got some good smoke. What you rolled up over there, bro?
I got some gelato.
Okay,
I got some gelato. That's smoking day over here. What you got going on?
Shit, I got a LSM Sunday driver. And then I got an LSM Purple Punch.
Let
that
me
should
know.
Go up on the IG.
Yeah, because that Sunday driver look like it's some fucking. It's more purple than a Purple Punch.
Yeah, that shit.
That shit is crazy.
That shit look crazy. Like, I think that might have to be the one.
Yep.
Niggas gonna have to smoke that one off.
So we gonna get these smoking. We gonna get these in rotation through the first segment, and then we'll let y'all know what they're hitting for later on in the show.
That's a fact.
So let's get into this. Amber Geiger.
Oh, you get me my bag early.
You want to save that one? You want to save that one till you get your bag?
All right,
you?
We can do that. All right.
All right. Let's start off with since Tina host, my fellow Patriot fan.
You feel me?
My guy 4-0.
Yes, sir. I think he's a Boston fan through and through.
Yes, sir.
It felt good to be 4-0. The season a quarter over with.
We caught that shit though.
Only thing I see stopping us is the fucking injuries.
Yes.
That's they taking us out one by one, bro. These injuries is they fucking with us.
Who y'all lost now?
We lost our fullback, we lost our kicker, we lost the motherfucking center. Our left tackle.
Yeah.
Our wide receiver. Everybody's just one by one what? Taking the soul.
Y'all had worse of a roster.
I know, but it's starting to remind me of the 2015 season when we was the best team easily, but by the time we got to the end, everybody was just
dead.
we got to the AFC Championship, but it's just we didn't have enough on offense. You know, I do want to shout out to the Bills. They definitely came through and they played that game. We all knew they had a defense. We all knew they had a defense. But I do want to say, for all my Bills fans listening, all you people listening.
What's their record right now?
They 3-1.
Okay.
Yeah,
Josh Allen is the most trash quarterback I've ever seen in my entire life. That nigga is trash. Boy, that nigga trash, boy. Oh my God, that nigga can't hit the fucking ocean, motherfucker. God damn. When Matt Barkley came in, that's when I got scared, because that nigga came in hitting a few passes. I'm like, oh shit. And then at that point, all they needed was one touchdown. But yo, our defense, motherfucking boiling. Devin McCourty is the AFC Defensive Player of the Month. We out here just goddamn. Only allowed one touchdown.
Averaging a pick a game.
So we hooping right now.
Definitely.
So we got Washington coming out
definitely
next.
That bitch with
him around. No, I was smoking the shit before the show. And I was just, it was so good, I was just like, that's why I broke out some more weed. Like, God, I got to run up again. Because that shit.
You said that shit was so good.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on niggas to start. But,
Washington not even going to be. I mean, it's going to be.
They don't even got no quarterback.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm really worried about Washington is niggas, we only play Washington every 4 years, right? And every 4 years, somebody got hurt in that fucking Washington game. Gronk got hurt real bad in one of the games. Deion Lewis tore his ACL in one of the Washington games. It's just every time we play them, somebody getting hurt and they gone for the season. Some stupid shit. So right now, my only concern right now is injuries, and I'm kind of concerned about the offense. We needed Antonio Brown. And this is the,
I told you, Sam.
This is the conspiracy
theory. We didn't need him. Yes, I did.
This is the conspiracy theory right now that I feel that's going on. As soon as we sign Antonio Brown, not even a fucking day later, the rape allegations, all that shit come out. And every day, there was so much, some new coming out, some more shit. Every day, until there's finally so much smoke, we're like, all right, we gotta let you go, my nigga. And then it all stopped.
Right.
Now we don't hear shit about Antonio Brown doing shit, nothing. Now this nigga's just cold and just, like, come on, man.
So do you think that nigga's really was on some hate shit because he went there?
It had to be the NFL. Like, the NFL put pressure. Because now it's coming out that Bill and Brady tried to fight. Like, they mad that the nigga got really, like, get him.
Damn. So, Belichick and the owner was going at it. Robert Kraft was going at it about it too. They both didn't want him to. They both didn't want him to leave. Well, one of them. No, I think they wanted him to leave.
The owner wanted him to leave.
Oh.
The owner like, y'all can't have this on my shit. But like Bill and Brady, like, we need this nigga. Yeah.
Robert Kraft, boy, after the shit you just got out of.
Right.
Well, I mean, boy, you better shut up.
You with the shit.
Right. You supposed to be with the shit.
But the shit went away, and he didn't want another shit like that to come back.
It was really so much shit though. It was like, yo, it's so much every day. Something new coming. So much. We like, yo, we can't. Like, man.
Yeah, but I mean, hopefully we pick up the dude from
the purple
Minnesota. Right,
Minnesota, yeah.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
I'm digging
hopefully
that.
Hopefully we actually like.
That's what I'm like right now.
It's the purple punch.
Purple punch in the air, people.
Purple punch in the air.
Who we give away though, like? You know what I mean?
Yo, we got to give up the first round draft pick and some chains. I got a line. We got Jawan Bentley. We got some linebackers for you.
Mm-hmm.
Might got a cornerback for you, but we definitely got a first round pick for you.
And we just picked up the Richards.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't like that nigga. Fuck that nigga. He the one who kept getting roasted in the Eagles Super Bowl.
Fact,
I want to punch that nigga in the face.
Him and Eric Rowe.
Yeah, Eric Rowe, out of here already. One thing I want to get to before we move on about the Patriots is this kicker situation.
Yes.
Let's get on this kicker situation real quick. So, since 2015, ever since that nigga missed number three, I call him number three. I don't fuck with that nigga, so I don't even say the nigga name anymore. His name is Steven Gostkowski, and then I started calling him Steven Gostkowski, and now it's just number three. I'm done with the nigga, bro. Ever since 2015, AFC Championship game, only reason we lost, we didn't have nobody. Only reason we lost was because that nigga missed that extra point. And then we ended up coming back and having to go for two at the end instead of fucking just kicking extra point going to overtime with Brady. That nigga, for ever since then, this nigga been missing kicks in the playoffs, every fucking playoff. Two kicks in the Eagles Super Bowl. Oh my God. Just pissing me off. So this year,
yo, but that whole Eagles Super Bowl pissed me off.
He missed this kicking last year's Super Bowl against the Rams.
Correct.
Then he almost missed the game winning Super
Correct.
Bowl.
Correct.
Nigga. So this season he starts off missing a kick at every game. Just nigga. Wow. To the point where I got a knife in my hand pointed at the TV like, nigga. I swear to God.
Extra points.
Bitch, you missed this. I'm jumping through this TV today, nigga. It's going down.
All you gotta do is kick, bro.
You got one job.
One job, bro. I'm paying you to do one thing.
Kick the ball.
Yeah, y'all think they head cases. Kickers are head cases. Like, they just.
How about this? Why wouldn't niggas go and try to like hire these soccer players to be their kickers?
Right.
That's what a lot of people are starting to kind of.
Them soccer players' foots be stupid, bro. Like,
it's a different kind of pressure.
Man, and then they, and you know they good with their feet. Because, I mean, all they can do is use their feet in their sports. So.
It's a different kind of pressure, though. But, I mean,
I feel like they can still do it. Because all of them, even when most of them, they do them goal kicks at the end of the game and shit like that. They have to kind of do them one-on-ones and shit like that if they do an entire game and some shit. All
right.
But not, but you don't need to be big. You don't need to be big.
So, no, let's get
into that motherfucker off.
Let's get into the Tampa Bay Bucks real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get put up.
Niggas. I think it was 54, I believe, that we had, or 58 or something like that. Yeah, that bust them niggas' ass, bro.
I don't know what happened.
We shut them niggas the fuck down that on defense, bro.
They started coming back late.
They did, but we had their number on defense, and I was like, I'm in my mind more like, yo,
that's what I'm saying. They're playing some garbage points. Like, oh, you think the defense? The
Rams, our defense is working better than our offense right now.
The Rams' defense ain't been the same since the Super Bowl loss, bro.
They old now.
You know what I mean?
So, and then Donald got exposed.
Yeah.
The nigga ain't do nothing.
Facts.
Like, the nigga don't. I don't know. I don't think that purple punch
tastes like the color.
Yo, that shit tastes good as a bitch, like, bro.
So your boy Jameis Winston, 385 yards, 4 touchdowns.
We have 55 points. We bust their ass by 15. Oh, we got to get back into your game too.
Oh, I do want to talk about that hit.
Yeah, we got
it. Legendary Josh Allen still asleep.
Yeah. Yo, the Raiders nigga?
Not that nigga into Disney World.
Did he
deserve
the whole season?
Nah, he ain't not the whole season.
The Raider nigga. That head hunted
cool.
The nigga?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They suspend a nigga for the rest of the season.
You got to, because he got that history. That's what he do. Like, nigga, we done told you 30 times, right? We done sat you down. Gave you videos teaching you how to tackle. This nigga just...
But, okay, I got a question. Could it be a case where the nigga was already on his knees trying to get up and he just dove
at him? That nigga out of pocket.
Or he really... Yeah, he was yeah, it seemed like the nigga caught it and was trying to get up and the nigga... He jumped and, like, kind of tried to...
It wasn't no but, homie was, like, sliding.
You got people like Chris Carter, Shannon Sharp, like, yo, you gotta get that nigga out the game. It's like three players in the NFL right now that's just out of control. Like, right. You gotta get these niggas or somebody get hurt. I don't like the Patriots playing against our nigga.
Right.
Get him out of here, bro. Yeah.
Especially because we know we got a lot of people that go across the
middle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yo,
see,
get him out of here.
Yo, oh yeah, I mean, not to go back to our team, but yo, Philip Dorsett, bro.
That's my nigga.
You know what I mean? He definitely surprised me the first three games.
That's my nigga that I use in Madden.
Oh, okay.
I've been on Dorsett. He got 95 speed in Madden.
No, I know. I've been on Dorsett too when he was on the court, but it's just like... We didn't use him last year.
Besides this last game, he always making a catch. He there when we need him.
That's true.
I fuck with him. That's my nigga. I needed him to step up some more though. This week, but
we definitely hurt. I feel like we hurt him. The fact that we definitely gave up Demaryius Thomas.
That
was a bad move.
Yeah, because we thought we had AB.
Correct.
But. We can use that nigga DT
correct.
Right now.
You know what I mean?
That nigga had two touchdowns the last game.
One fucking game.
They said Antonio Brown, we treated that nigga like a Make-A-Wish kid.
I swear to God.
Let that nigga come catch a touchdown pass for Tom Brady real quick.
Got the fuck out of there. I'm like, man, this nigga, bro. And I really felt like AB was going to do his thing. Right. But...
Facts.
We gotta talk about last week's predictions as far as the game, bro. You said the Bills. You said you had seven up with my cousin for the Bills.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't take it back. I offered it. You was the one just persuading the nigga.
Nah, because Tristan was here last week,
right?
And they was going to make a bet on the game for the Bills.
The line was Patriots 7, so
He said Patriots 7. He said okay. Patriots 7.
Patriots won by 7.
And I was like, 7? That seemed like a little bit.
Right.
And then Tris was like, nah. He was like, They was like, they was going to put 50 on it. I don't know if the bet got official.
We ain't never had.
The game was.
So this the thing.
What was it, 10 to 15 or something like that?
16 to 10. This the thing.
16 to 10.
Motherfucking number three, the motherfucking kicker. This nigga cost me motherfucking $50 already. He's already had a $50 bet. They just went by 7.
Yo, that was so funny.
First fucking touchdown of the game, this nigga missed right off the fucking rip, bro. Oh, my God. I'm like, all right. And goddamn, of course, the fucking game come down and we lose by 6 points.
Right.
If it come down to 7, now we push and now we got to pay the nigga nothing. Like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, that's
I lost $70 because the Patriots... And the Patriots won, and I lost $70.
But you, yeah,
I bet $20 that they don't give up a touchdown. And the Bears barely by the fucking skin of their teeth got a touchdown. Yes. It took a fourth down from the 1 yard line, quarterback snuck it over, and the ball ain't even get all the way over because the ball almost got over and we took that shit in the air and they was like, it got over a little bit. But them niggas barely scored a touchdown. Them niggas barely won by fucking 7 points. So, I mean, I took an L, but my Patriots won, so that's all that matters.
Patriots won, but the bet was lost by 1 point. That's crazy.
Tell guys when we could bet on the week 16 game.
Yeah, because y'all play again.
Yep, so we could definitely get that
hilarious.
In there.
Hilarious. I'm like, yo. What's the score? 16-10. He lost the bet. I started crying by 1 point. I was like, damn.
But we ain't got
to do a score.
The fucking kick. Then we fucking Tom Brady throw an interception in the end zone.
In the end zone.
Because my prediction was 24-9. And if the Patriots would have scored that one touchdown, it would have been like 24-10. That was pretty close.
Yeah, that'd have been game.
So, I mean, I was pretty much, I saw how it was going to happen. Like, the Bills going to play real good. And I thought we at least get another touchdown, but
as usual, they do that. They tend to get the
defense
out of competition.
Our defense is too fire. It's the best defense I've ever seen in my life.
They pretty good too to hold y'all to 16 points.
They did that the last three times.
Just think about.
We was dropping passes. We was like
that's defense.
Everybody hurt. We don't got nobody.
We was like mistakes. Like,
y'all can't.
Man.
But I mean, y'all
they
always
play good though. They
Bills
play good.
Always put up a good fight against y'all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They never. Y'all never blow the Bills out.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Yes,
when we play in New England, we gonna blow them out. Yes. Like. But when
one day I blew my last year, nah.
Yeah, we ran for 200 yards on him.
I thought that was the last year was too close. There was again two close games.
Nah, the first one
2 years ago.
Nah, we be blowing them niggas out, bro.
I thought y'all had one. There was one year y'all had one. It was like 17-13 one year.
All I know is Tom Brady 31-3 versus the Bills. That nigga got more Super Bowl MVPs and losses to the Bills. That nigga got the most. Wins in the Bills Stadium.
In any Bills quarterback.
Wow.
Since 2001.
That's crazy.
That nigga.
Since 2001. I mean, mind you, 20 years in the league.
15 games a season.
Versus a Bills quarterback who plays 17 games.
Right.
Right. Eight games a season in the stadium. That's crazy. But my thing is.
No, I was thinking that's 30.
They need to build that nigga motherfucking statue outside of the Bills Stadium.
That's funny as shit.
They need to rename the Bills Field after Bill Belichick. That nigga should be the motherfucking Buffalo Bill Belichick motherfucking Bills, whatever. We own them niggas.
The new Belichick Field, bruh.
So. We gonna humbly move on. We on the Washington right now. Yeah. Bills fans crying about the hit. I don't think the hit was illegal. If Josh Allen lowered his head, why is you? First of all, you a quarterback. Why is you trying to? You not fucking Jim Brown, my nigga. Why is you trying to break two tackles? He got his ass.
Yo, what week was that? Where somebody tried to jump into whatever situation they was in, jump into the end zone or something? They got they ass hit so hard.
They was flying in the air.
Yeah!
That was college?
Yeah, oh my God. Yo. No. The nigga tried to jump over a nigga and they hit twice. Bong, bong. And the nigga flipped in the air. Like, oh, shit. Yo, he was dumb hot. He had to be at least 6 feet in the air, bro.
Hell yeah.
At least.
Crazy.
I'm like, damn. Yo, okay. Being a football player and that,
predicament. Would y'all niggas get back on the field?
Yeah.
Of course. I'm going to sit my ass down, nigga.
I'm trying to
fuck a couple plays.
Bitch, I'm hurt. Smash that nigga that just did that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get another touchdown.
But he's on offense.
I'm trying to get another.
The nigga that got hit like that on offense.
I'm trying to get another touchdown.
You
got
to hit out for that.
He ain't getting a touchdown. He scored. That nigga, got, yeah, it was a quarterback sneak type shit. Like, yep. Whatever it was, yep. The nigga just ran.
Yup.
Nigga
got
his shit
bust.
Like,
all
right,
yeah. All right, so y'all ready to take a break?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's check quick,
real
quick, people. And we back. All right, so let me get into my rant. Where you go ahead and
start, get the third quarter cue.
Go ahead and get your gun. I got a pet peeve about taking advice from people who aren't doing better than me, who are just like, you know, not giving it, or not in shape or whatever, or just like, I don't know. I just got a pet peeve about who I take advice from and who I'm about to tolerate taking advice from. That's just a personal thing for me. So, I saw a quote on Instagram that I want to read to y'all. Doggy Diamonds, do y'all know who that is?
Doggy yeah. Diamonds?
Okay. So he says, Killer Mike loves to say what we, black people, aren't ready for, all while being around 400 pounds. He says, then he goes on to say, nah, you're not ready. Your physical appearance is proof of your lack of discipline and readiness. Not trying to diss, but work on yourself, Killer Mike. Tag that nigga too. I want to play a video real quick, Killer Mike talking. I want you to see the entrance, this nigga coming in, all that shit. Then they got the fat people music here. Covered up. Alright, so I'm about to just
Thank you for wearing your formal sweats for us tonight.
These are formal. This is my PTA meeting outfit. This
oh, really? When you have to go talk?
Yeah, exactly. When I gotta go talk around other parents because you don't want to dress like a, you know, a rapper. You put on a sweatsuit that has a cardigan sweater.
Well, hey, thank you, Ralph Lauren. When you go meet like your kids in elementary school, do the teachers go, now, Killer Mike, I want to talk to you.
All right.
Is this what he's talking about?
Yeah, I wanted to fast forward to the nigga when he gets into his shit.
Yeah, it's like you're tearing the mic apart.
This nigga Colbert just want to make jokes.
1960. And until we call a spade, and we say that this problem is coming from conditions that we're creating or allowing to happen as a white group of people who hold a certain amount of power.
Do you think that there's a systemic attempt in the United States to isolate poor and minorities, to put them in communities that can be controlled?
It's not an attempt at all, it's successful. If you look at Daley and the highways in Chicago, he built the highways to segregate people. You know, it's just no roundabout way to do it, absolutely.
So again, speaking for all white people, what can we do to bridge the gap between the communities of color? Should you own barbershops? Should white people start getting their hair cut at black barbershops?
I hope
because
so.
There are conversations on there.
Yeah.
You know, there are conversations going on at those barbershops that we're not part of.
And white people pay $50 for haircuts, so absolutely.
All right, so that's a little bit of him getting into his black power bag.
A little bit.
You know, he really
didn't go all the way in like he normally
right.
do.
Because that's not really the settings that you really want to do it.
Yeah.
Did you guys all see the hip hop summit and all that?
I seen a lot of it.
I seen that hip hop summit shit.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of it. That's where I feel like he the shit.
Yeah.
You don't like him? You don't like him?
No, I don't got no problem with him.
Okay, can I get the playback after step on for a second?
Let me just show you your boy coming. I'm not gonna play the shit back, but it's show your boy interest real quick. I don't got a problem with him. It's just that I got another clip I wanna play before I get into elaborate some more. I got another clip I wanna play on. Yeah. That's your boy coming in.
Yeah.
All 400 pounds of him. All right.
Big ass Pooka Hooka.
So, it's another.
You gotta come on now.
I wanna play this. It's Rap Battle. I don't know if some of y'all heard it wrong. That might have.
Wrong.
Yeah, we all know Big T.
I mean, it's a tight, nice little package, but I promise all that's real. You are inconvenient to be around. How awful does that feel? I mean. His gains could be alleviated, and his pains could be abbreviated with a diet and exercise. Maybe trying to be creative. It's really basic. But the only time that he's creative is making tacos with ice cream as the freaking meat replacement. A million. He's got a million ways to sweeten cakes, but not one way to lean his face in. Always room for cheese and bacon, but let me guess. The greens were taken, but people treat it like it's a disease. A sickness to be mediated. Misleading statements from the media, they deviated. Like it's fat shaming, I can't take it. I'm trying to decrease your weight, and that benefits you, so you can show some appreciation. I mean, the fact that you're fat... says so much about you as a man. No long-term goals, no perseverance. You can't stick to a plan. You only care about yourself. You're stuck in your selfish ways. And none of your family members care enough about you to help you change. But they say Big T's the man, like that'll help him magically. Of course you're the man, dog. You motherfucking have to be. You have to be cool or funny just to get an advantage. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a single friend on this planet. I mean, fucking fat people make less money. They get promoted less. They're more likely to be alone or to suffer an early death. And I get pissed because you have kids and your children are going to grow. And it's a tragedy because being fat is all that they'll ever know. When your daughter was born, you probably weighed 355 pounds. If he walked a mile a day since then, he'd be skinny by now. So I don't give a fuck if I lose today or fucking lose the race. Bro, you can't win at life until you fucking lose the weight, bro.
Yo, what, how do you like even learn?
He just gave this nigga a whole
life lesson.
Hell yeah, bro. He's smiling on stage right now, but the nigga, all of his shit just crumbled, bro.
This is my thing, people. I'm not fast shaming. Bro. Maybe, but I'm just. I'm just not about to take advice from a fat person that's like, you don't
take health advice from a fat person.
That's what I was about to say. You don't take health advice from them, but what Killer Mike talking about, Killer Mike talking about trying to
how he telling us about we don't got no self-discipline. He don't got no self-discipline.
The black community. But here's the thing. Self-discipline when it comes to everybody got their vices. Right. Food might just be his. He live in Atlanta.
He live
in Atlanta, my nigga. He in the South, bro. That fool stick to a nigga. Like, and if you like to eat, bro, he in Atlanta, bro. Like, these niggas got great plates, bro. Like,
there's certain things I'm not trying to hear, man.
Again, like Rome said, if a nigga was trying to give a nigga some health advice, right. Okay, we ain't trying to buy nothing. You sell them, my nigga, because you ain't doing it your damn self.
See, I think Doug Diamond's out of pocket with the tweet.
Here's the thing, though.
The shit
niggas have their own opinions. But if you listen to what he's talking about, he's trying to give niggas motivation to be able to start buying back their hoods and stop talking about all this bullshit. He's talking about trying to become a black nation in America where we are, again, powerful. We are, again, doing something. We are running our own. We are buying our own. We are everything is us.
See, now people like Killer Mike, I feel people like Killer Mike, I feel, who always, you know, I think people don't give him advice. Who works with who is the ones telling him, like, bro,
T.I. though?
T.I. be down. T.I. be on his ass, bro. Like, bro, it's just certain niggas.
Advice from the elders.
Certain niggas just be stuck in big. Killer Mike been playing his whole rap career.
This is my pet peeve. Like, I'm not about to take advice from people who not doing better than me, from people who not.
Bro, they say you better than eating good.
Some people who don't got.
You get fat, my nigga.
I mean, I be eating good too. I mean.
Hey, bro, but you active. Your life is active. This nigga ain't as active.
It's like a nigga are. Like fucking trying to coach
nigga,
from the
you
coach.
You went to the military but and still, was working
it's
out.
Like
you
fucking, he coaching thing. From the coach, bro. Like you not about to coach from that's the coach true. With a big ass fucking whopper in your hand, telling niggas, oh, y'all niggas need to go to motherfucking all black fucking
colleges,
restaurants. But you got a big ass whopper in your hand, motherfucking. Like, come on,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But I do gotta respect all he's talking about. All
yeah,
that shit
his opinion,
behind,
his
that
opinion
shit.
Versus. What other niggas is talking about, he is very much pro-black. Like, that yeah, nigga is 100%. Pro-black,
like
bro. They
I
can't
say,
get no blacker in the industry.
Yeah, I would say Obama, he really fucked it up. Because what he was supposed to do is push some niggas in his county.
He should have pulled them niggas up like
niggas
T.
like Killer Mike and T.I. But them
niggas.
Things is, T.I. can't get no motherfucking
yeah,
clearance
yeah,
through the White House.
Yeah, because he got his, felony.
T.I. was snitching. We don't need no snitching in the White House.
You said my nigga T.I. was snitching.
Yo, I got a question, bro.
No. I got a question. Yo, if you listen to his podcast, bro, he talks about this instance that you're talking about with the guns and the situation.
Yeah,
he
they said he's snitching.
Nah.
Stop telling
me. Nah. What happened was his mans, who was working for him, he was a bodyguard.
With the boy.
He was the ops. He was a guy like so. He kind of fucked him up, and he snitched on T.I.
Okay.
So what it was the nigga was like, yo, he told the nigga, he gave the nigga 8 stacks or whatever. He was like, yo, go cop this whip. So nigga went to go cop the whip, but he was trying to talk the nigga down, but cop guns too at the same time. So nigga was like, yo, I got this gun. He brought a gun back to T.I. Like, yo, I got this gun. Like,
already,
he had to be. Because how that shit happened, the niggas got pulled over, shit happened, like, nah, he like, yo, but I ain't, nah, take that shit back, bro. I don't want no parts, no guns, my nigga, I'm good. Like, I'm strapped out, I don't need none of this, nigga, I don't need that. And he was more so like, it was the nigga that was like,
set him up.
I
got a question.
Bullshit.
It
was like,
you was, you know, Snoop Dogg coming up. You remember that time?
Ooh,
that Snoop Dogg coming
I'm
up?
Glad you said
I'm about
that.
Gutter.
I'm glad you
I'm
said
about
that.
Gutter.
I'm glad you said that because it's been evidence out here that Snoop Dogg was a snitch.
Snoop Dogg snitching or not?
What y'all call a snitch?
No, they talking. Right. The niggas over on the West Coast. The niggas that's really in that life, that's niggas is really talking that hot shit. These niggas said that Snoop was snitching.
Come on, man.
I don't remember that part growing up.
Come on, man.
Do you want to know why niggas don't remember that part? Because at the same time, that side of the country was not being televised on that way. After his case, they was more so like, he blew up from there. It was like, hey, they said a lot of that, how he beat that murder.
Yeah.
He was snitching.
On somebody.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I believe
he said something.
Yeah, somebody had to take the case to charge for the shit. But you know, I'm not gonna.
Let his fans take the charge.
Yeah.
Let his people take the charge.
I don't know.
To go if you're the president.
I don't know. I don't know how this shit roll, but they said that the niggas over there, and we talking about mob niggas. This nigga's a mob blood nigga. These
yeah,
niggas over here with this shit.
The,
yeah.
Niggas, yeah.
Gangsta niggas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They really was on some shit like the nigga Snoop. Tupac, they said, was a snitch too. Bitch, he said he. They says Tupac wasn't about
now,
that life.
This one thing, I'm not about to put no names. I'm not gonna put no name on the rappers or whatever. But
hey,
I do want to say.
Hey,
I do.
I'm just telling niggas what
that?
Niggas said.
How about they just had enough bread to get out?
I'm just telling you what niggas said.
Them niggas be snitching all them gangster niggas and
I'm
all them mob members.
You said the mob niggas
snitching.
All them niggas snitching.
Yeah.
They said Frank Lucas was a snitch.
He's snitching on
all
police.
All these niggas, man, like what?
I was snitching against the dirty niggas, the cops.
Is that snitching?
Nicky Barnes and all them niggas. Everybody was snitching.
The definition of snitch.
But
like,
now we get into a real conversation. Because the definition of a snitch is what?
So let's go around the table real quick and everybody get an honest opinion of
what. We can get into the 6ix9ine shit too.
Y'all wanna, who wanna start?
If somebody violates you,
we start with
your crew and did it wrong, I'll start. If somebody violates you and do you wrong, you got the right to be like, yo, this nigga doing me wrong. Like 6ix9ine,
okay.
These niggas was fucking 6ix9ine up, taking this? His money, kidnapping them. These was his people.
Let's split this up.
He got the right.
For a nigga that's in the streets, that's about that life or whatever they so called say. If you in that. What's the definition of snitching?
Go ahead, John.
That's what I said.
You still okay?
You got the
well. Girl,
I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
This T.O. shit. If my thing is this, like, if we talk in a situation like Troy Ave, there's no way in the world I see that as snitching. Mm-hmm. No way. Just because I ain't telling nobody, I'm just telling my truth. Yeah. I ain't saying yo, this man did it. I ain't saying that man did it. I'm just saying yo, listen, I know I didn't. I know I didn't come in here with no hammer. Then I also feel
I
like
that shit too.
I also feel like snitching is really like a stature for street niggas, not hood niggas, yes. But for street niggas. Now, if you've been in the streets, like if you win, you can't get out. Like you get what I'm saying? You can't be a street nigga. Oh, I was in a gang. Now I'm out 20 years. Now I want to start telling us something. Now you snitching. You get what I'm saying? But if you just a hood nigga, if you were like a product of your circumstance, if you just lived in the hood, you get what I'm saying? Like, come on, somebody come and rob your crib or something like that, and you ain't out here doing beanies or nothing like that. Like
beanies.
like you got the right to be like, yo, I got the right to call you boy. But if I'm a hustler, if I'm a dope boy. I can't call the
police. If you'll fuck the police type nigga.
You get what I'm saying? I can't call the cops or somebody kicking my door. You feel me?
Right. That's okay.
What if somebody kicking your next door neighbor door?
Nah, fuck that nigga.
They fucking up some old lady shit.
Fuck that nigga.
You ain't gonna call the boys, man.
Nah, fuck that nigga.
Confront them more than
fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
We don't call the boys. No. Okay. I'll wait for my time.
This is how I am with that situation. If it's my neighbor getting into some like a situation, like, my neighbors is my frontline defense. You get what I'm saying? So I kick it with all my neighbors. Fair. If your house can see my house, I kick it with you off the strength of you, my eyes and ears, when I'm not dead. So with that being my situation in my hood, trying to get in my neighbor, jump off, I'm not calling the boys, but I'm going to
do something.
You're going to see me over there. Yeah. Like, what's up? Like, nah, this ain't, not happening like that.
Okay. All right, go ahead, T.
Terrence said he's snitching.
I'm a civilian.
I'm snitching. Fuck niggas.
I mean, a civilian gonna snitch any day. Like, I snitch if I'm a civilian.
So, you in the streets, you in the shit.
If I'm a gangster, it depends on what it is. Like, if a nigga just killed, especially if I know I can't do shit about it. Like, you know what I mean? It's a difference between niggas that can do something about it, that, you know what I mean, can handle the situation on their own. Of course they ain't gonna snitch, you know what I mean? But if that shit is literally out of your control, like, you know what I mean, you can't do shit, like I don't know, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it depends on what it is. Sometimes this shit just be out of your control.
I see where you're coming from a civilian point of view. Yeah. It's like, nigga, I ain't got nothing to do with this. But as a gangster though,
you're a product of your environment, bro. You follow the code. If you ain't about the code, you should be a gangster. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. I would say my definition of snitching is if, say you son of judge with, you know, your partner. So you got a partner, you got a crew, and y'all niggas just out here doing your shits, and you get caught. Say I get caught, personally get caught up, and I say, hey, these niggas got some shits totally, you know what I mean? I'm taking them away from their family. That's really the worst part about it. I feel like you really taking a man away from his family off the strength of that you got caught up.
Yeah.
That nigga didn't get caught, like, you know what I mean? I also feel I would have to try to get street justice first. In the case of murder, somebody murder my mans or something, I'm gonna try to.
You kill my boy, I kill your boy. You feel me?
I gotta get somebody from your family, your baby mom, somebody. Somebody got to catch it.
But what if you can't? Like, right. You physically can't. Like,
it's just, and they catch the nigga, and the cops catch the nigga. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, you don't got to snitch.
You know what I mean? But then again, it's not even really snitching. If like, say if you tell somebody,
right.
You know what I mean? And then they spread the word. Like,
yeah, because you know how the shit get out, yeah. Get out quick.
So it's not you really. Sometimes it's like.
So I'm gonna use the like 6ix9ine situation, like how they did them all dirty and shit and all that shit,
right.
And like how you were saying. I think. That nigga, you know what you're signing up for, bro.
Facts, bro.
You know what you're signing up for. Bro.
Cause he should have made a rap.
Once you started seeing a hundred, once you saw that first 100,000, we gotta get out this lifestyle right now. I don't care what you niggas doing. Word. If y'all wanna come, y'all coming. We getting out this lifestyle right now because we got 100,000 coming in. Now we got money coming in. And that's the whole point of the shit, is to get your mans out the hood. Not put more drugs in the hood, not more. Once you become a rapper, what you get in the streets is, oh, you can't rap and be still in the streets active. That's not how the shit works.
It's also them niggas fought for
allowing the shit.
Allowing that shit to go.
My fucking analogy is, you got a fucking strip club, a porn industry, and you fucking hiring a bitch that you know got STD and allowing her to come in and affect all your people.
That's a sad.
Yeah. And that's the same thing, fucking Trojan horse. You allowing people who not about that lifestyle to come in that lifestyle, and they, I always blame the parents for kids fuck ups, and the same thing I'm gonna blame them niggas, the OGs and the niggas for allowing that shit, for seeing the money over the street code, all that shit. They allowed the money to fucking let shit slide.
But they probably also thought that nigga wasn't the rat, like, you know what I mean? they probably didn't think he was an informant.
Cause
you know
the thing. But this the thing
like
though.
That. But he wasn't built like that. But they didn't know he was gonna be an
this
informant.
This the thing though. They motherfucking. He wasn't even an informant really. They had the driver was.
Yeah.
Then they had the plug was informant too.
Yeah.
Everybody was snitching, and that's the thing about all these gangs and mobs.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna snitch.
You hit with them, yo. You about to do 27 years. You like 27. I'm about to be.
They got that nigga 6ix9ine like 40 something. This is the thing though. That nigga said he was motherfucking compliant from the jump.
Facts,
so you know once the feds get you off rent, they already gonna be talking 50 years, 60 years. Like what?
Bruh, it's
just 50 years. That nigga did it.
Hold up. Let me get my definition.
Okay. Snitching for me, bruh, if you a fuck the police type of nigga, there should be no reason as to why you should call the police. Period.
Ever. Even
ever.
If you're
house, ever, bro. Even if
somebody breaking in your house,
it don't matter. If you a fuck the police type nigga,
bruh.
Don't call the fucking police. Period. If you a civilian, then nigga, that's what the police is there for. That's what the police is there for if you're a civilian.
From the taxpayers.
Niggas is cool. Do your thing. If you a gangster, if you claim any type of anything. That, like, just anything, nigga, you bang or whatever, you should never call the fucking cops. The cops is a fucking enemy of yours. Why? Because you know it's gonna fucking slow down your traffic. It's gonna slow down your money. Yo. It's gonna slow down everything. It's gonna take you away from your family. It's gonna be too fucking much. So
if you're a fucking police, nigga. Boom, I give you a predicament.
Cool.
What if you say you gangster, you just gangster, you know what I mean? And. You know, like some nigga that just bodied a nigga, like, but your brother the op, like, you know what I mean? Your brother's a cop, like, you know what I mean? A sheriff or whatever, like, you know what I mean? What would you like? You know what I mean? What would you do? Like, what would they, like? What would they like? What would how? Like, you know what I mean? How would you handle that situation? No, but basically, like, or if you caught a body, like, you know what I mean? Or like, you know what I mean? Like something like, or if you like something in that scenario, like,
and your
brother is just like. The police, like, you know what I mean? Like, how could you handle that? Like, how would you handle that?
I'm not saying that.
You know what I mean?
See,
because I feel like real niggas.
How about this?
Like
if your family is anywhere
on that side and they know the circumstances of what's going on, then they should either back themselves away, don't tell them niggas nothing. They gotta separate themselves from the situation.
Right.
Period. You gotta separate yourself away from the situation, because at the end of the day, niggas ain't, you niggas only fuck with you off the shrimp because you family. If it wasn't because you was family, niggas ain't, nah, man, I don't fuck with cops. I know, no, I'm cool. I know a few cops that's, I mean, I'm cool with.
But real nigga shit though.
I mean,
this has never happened, but say if I was the cop and my brother was the gangster, like, you know what I mean? I would honestly want him to tell me on some shit.
Shit,
like, you know what I mean? So I help the nigga on some shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, them niggas over there fucking up. I got
them. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, niggas. See if like we can help some shit get covered up so he won't get fucked over.
So
like,
this is the thing, this is the one thing that I fucking was the most amazed in the whole 6ix9ine shit that came out that we didn't know. They had police helping them niggas move shit around the city.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
The nigga was Shorty was his girl.
Yeah,
like
Shorty, right?
Yeah, was his girl or some shit, like.
And she was helping him move shit around.
NYPD, yeah.
That's fire.
She was NYPD, she was an officer and shit. She was helping.
That's the move. Yo, here's the thing. That was a real situation, like in what's the
Mad movie movies.
with Dame Dash and niggas.
Paid it for?
It wasn't Dame Dash. Well, the nigga, it was my dumb ass. Fucking Pineapple Express.
Oh,
you ever seen Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
Where the nigga that was, he was selling weight and shit, his bitch was a fucking cop. Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah, that's how it be.
First off, if they are you on a radar.
So,
right. Second, they not really gonna kind of come towards you because they like, yo, she a part of the.
But would you classify that as snitching though? Say if you're shorty to die. You know what I mean?
You working with the police?
You know what I mean? You're shorty to die.
Are you in the police?
That's not snitching. You wanna know why?
Oh, she moving drugs, but you over here, like, but I'm pretty sure.
You know why it's not snitching? Open.
I'm pretty sure you telling on competition.
That's different. Like, that's different.
But
that's different. That's different. Like, if you got a chick that y'all doing the operation with and you ain't snitching on nobody, y'all just moving, y'all doing y'all thing, and she hot and shit like that. Is she cracking down on them other niggas? But you ain't really like, yo, I ain't saying that. She doing that shit off the strength of y'all fucking up our operation, so I'm gonna get you niggas any damn way.
She just a G.
She real with it. Mm-hmm. So, boom, if that's moving like that, that's not snitching. But if you sit here like, yo, go take them niggas out, man. Go take their shit down.
Just because they competition, they probably
eat. Now, that's
more.
Some bullshit.
Because they probably getting more money, you could be like, that's some bullshit. Get these niggas off the block type
that's
shit.
Some right. Bullshit.
That's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's like on some.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, like some bullshit though.
All right, so we'll take a break. Go over back, people. All right.
We back, people.
Yep. Let's go. All
right. Okay. We review.
Okay.
So.
The gelato hit.
The gelato smack.
Always.
The little
that
we had.
Yeah, I wanted another one.
I
threw another one in there.
Okay, that last one
we just played. That purple punch, that shit.
Yeah.
That
purple punch, that tastes like Kool-Aid.
It does.
That shit was lit. The Sunday driver tastes like some old other shit, though. And I'll let everybody kind of.
We'll post the weeds up on your IG. The Sunday driver purple is a bitch.
That shit pretty.
You would have thought the purple punch was purple, but the purple
punch is green.
Sunday driver fucking purple is a bitch. I ain't heard that. That shit's some pretty shit. Looking like motherfucking Barney.
Interception. Oh, we already got to it, cuz. I'm sorry. We got to the football side.
We'll try to touch back on it real quick before this shit over.
But I got a question.
Cause he a Patriots fan too.
Who?
T?
Rick.
We out here.
Where you at?
We out here.
That nigga sent a Ray Charles to the game, bro.
Bro, this nigga be faking.
Oh, that's too funny.
We up top. Because we far down. We up top right now.
It's not a bad thing to be 3-1.
Yo, it's only three teams in the AFC that's over 500.
They saying that the Bills could possibly win it.
No. They finally got a quarterback now, Matt Barkley. They could do something, bro.
Oh, that's so disrespectful.
So Matt Barkley, definitely, bro.
That nigga had me shut. Bro,
Matt Barkley definitely had us scared, though.
I feel like if he ain't come in the fourth quarter, he could have probably did a
Josh Allen trash, but that nigga had to go. Yo, that might have been the best thing.
He was under pressure.
For real, it was definitely the best thing that ever happened to the Bills, bro.
We played a lot of trash quarterbacks this year, but Josh Allen.
He was in here flexing on the ball. God damn it.
We can get into it real quick. They're throwing out all types of statistics.
The thing about it is that my boy, through the third quarter, my boy had more completed passes than Brady. Through the third quarter, Brady started the game like 5 for 19 or something like
that's
that.
That's the thing, though. They're not playing against Brady. They got to stop QB. It's QB. It's two good defenses against.
And the thing about it, they won because of special teams. That was the only touchdown.
We won because Tom Brady didn't throw three interceptions.
He threw a pick in the red zone.
He didn't throw three interceptions, though.
Yo, how many interceptions he had?
Josh Allen lost the game for y'all.
Nah, man. We was in the game, though. We lost by 6 points.
Brady didn't lose it for us.
Twice. We went for it one time. That would have been 3 points. And then we went for it again. Yo,
we missed that
Shaquille.
The thing about it, y'all seen how that Patriots offense looked. They was talking about that offense being better than the Randy Moss offense.
But no one was saying that versus the Bills, though. We all knew the Bills got to – we respect our defense. We all knew that was going to happen.
Yo.
The last three times we played in Buffalo.
We made Brady look old.
So and we nobody, knew it was going to happen.
Brady was looking like he was like 28.
It's
like
here
first
now.
First three games.
The pressure here now.
Now we done showed the blueprint.
Bills Nation here now.
That's not the blueprint. That's not the blueprint.
To keep y'all to 13, like you said, if we didn't have Josh Allen, and they keep y'all to 13,
Our defense is roasting y'all.
We was exposing Gilmore.
Hey,
he had a couple.
But, I mean, it's not the blueprint, because that's what y'all do every time we play y'all in Buffalo, and we still be in a Super Bowl. It's somebody's Super Bowl, just winning shit. That's just how Buffalo plays in Buffalo. It was y'all Super Bowl. Y'all was hyped. The fans was all lit.
It was our Super Bowl. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah. Yo, the best thing that happened is y'all might have found your quarterback.
Facts, they
find
it back up.
Yo, Matt Barkley, I don't know. Okay, that shit is real. Matt Barkley making a couple passes. Like, oh, shit.
You know, got our starting running back right now. We seen y'all like at half strength. And when we see y'all again, it's going to definitely be a problem.
We was dropping passes.
And y'all
going to
win this game. Reason being is because.
They're not winning in New England.
Why? You want to know why?
They're not winning in New England.
If this is week 16, right?
Not in New England.
We need that game.
If this is week 16.
We sitting our starters for the playoffs.
Bills are going to need the game, but y'all going to result. Y'all got to keep y'all because y'all already going to clinch.
That's not true.
Y'all going to clinch. So what y'all going to do is sit these niggas down.
Kansas City.
You think they going to clinch, bro.
Kansas City still.
Winning those games don't win your division.
Listen, they going to clinch. They're going to clinch their division. Cool. It's not even about.
We just gotta make a playoff.
They're gonna pretty much blow the game because they're not gonna play their stars. Why would you play your stars going into the playoffs?
Because we gotta get the number one seed because we not going to Kansas City again.
That nigga's gonna be like 13-3 by the time it gets to 13-2 by the time it gets to
Kansas City is sooner. I'm not going to Kansas City.
Y'all went undefeated. Y'all had the Giants like week 16 or week 17.
Week 17.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
we lost them in the Super Bowl.
So God forbid we play y'all week 16, week 17, and then we got to play y'all like in the divisional round or something like that. We're gonna have to win a playoff game
for the first time in 25 years. I don't think y'all beating Lamar Jackson. I don't think y'all beating Cleveland.
We just shut y'all offense down. What we gonna do today, offense?
That's just how it is.
If they hold y'all to 16, if they hold y'all to 16, imagine other offices.
So wait.
No other office got a Tom Brady.
So y'all saying
nobody else got a Tom Brady though. A six-time champion
in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, nobody has a Tom Brady. So if they can slow y'all Tom Brady down, they pretty much can slow somebody else's quarterback down.
They got a great defense, but.
And nobody is more strategic in a game than the Patriots. Nobody. I've yet to see nobody.
Championships? Defense, right?
I've seen nobody play more strategic football than the Patriots.
I think Josh Allen could beat Trent Dilfer. That's all I'm saying. And I'm done, man. Rolling.
The Bengals scored 17 points on the Bills. So y'all trying to say the Bengals got a better offense than the Patriots? You know what y'all trying to say? They can hold anybody down. They hug the Bengals.
We're not saying that. We're saying that we lost our composure.
Josh Allen wasn't ready for that
month. Josh Allen came back. He got 3-4 comebacks.
Start his ass
he got 3-4 4-4 comebacks.
Why is he?
He get better as the game come on. He get better as the game.
You think that was a dirty hit? You think that was a dirty hit? Think that was a dirty hit?
Nah. I'm an old school football player. Like, the thing about it, Josh Allen, he played posse.
He made contact with
him. You get what I'm saying? And he was a runner. But he did do helmet-to-helmet contact. So he should have been. I think he was flagged anyway.
He was flagged. I don't think it was
but any. But it was an offsetting penalty. That's what
that's happened. The best part about it.
Was
it.
An
I was
penalty.
Like, yes.
But I definitely felt like he should have got an unsportsmanlike. Like, you know how they say, yo, one more of these and you out of the game. Yeah. They should have went to that level. But they didn't. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
I feel like Allen made contact, initial contact. But
upstairs was like,
why is he trying to run through two defenders? You not Barry Sanders, bro. I mean, sometimes you can't make the first down. You got to save yourself for the next. You see Tom Brady?
He knew what he was doing.
Tom Brady, he don't be running around, but when the pressure comes, he going to throw the ball away real quick. He going to throw the ball in the dirt.
He'll move a little bit. He'll move a little bit.
But the thing is, Tom Brady is not about to risk himself for a week four game to fuck around and miss the playoffs. He's not about the rest of stuff.
I keep saying, all he needs is that one.
He got that long-term perspective, though. We hungry. You get what I'm saying? We ain't got nothing. We like,
y'all can take this out right now.
Game. You get what I'm saying? Brady, like, I'll be around week 16.
We not about to get hurt.
He looking to that time.
Aaron Rodgers playing around getting hurt.
He is LeBron mode. You right. Know what I mean?
All right, so
why? The reason why? Because he got an easy ass fucking schedule. That's why.
It's not though. We was just talking.
What?
Me and T was just talking. Read the schedule.
Bro, man, y'all really got a
week 13. Is when y'all
got like
it's hard though.
Week 13 is y'all.
We got like.
Don't tell me 13 and 3 when it's hard.
Week 13 is the toughest game. After that, y'all got some. What? What was week 11? I'm sorry, week 11.
Week 9. They start with Baltimore. Week 9. Well, we play Cleveland, but Cleveland trash.
So we got
fire.
So
they got a defense.
So we got Cleveland, we got the Ravens, and then we got the Eagles, we got Cowboys, Houston, and then the Chiefs, bro.
Stop playing.
The Chiefs is the only person. Sorry.
Wait, y'all
just trying to play. These niggas trying to be all modest and all humble and shit.
No, we
not gonna. You niggas is front.
We know what it is. We know the rules.
You niggas don't got no competition to win me week 13, which is the Chiefs. Come on, man. It don't matter about an easy go out. Y'all gonna win this game.
It's so early in the year, we really don't know who's who. But with everybody being in the same division, like the Bills beat the same people,
yeah, but that's
they gonna be the same until like somebody loses somebody. We don't know who really learns.
My thing is, we the only team with a 42-year-old quarterback. So give us a week. We good. I'm glad we got an easy schedule.
The Eagles have been trash.
I hope our schedule is easy next year too.
It don't matter, bro.
The Eagles have been trash, bro. Have they won a game yet?
Yeah, they over 500.
Eagles are trash.
They trash, bro.
Green Bay. All right, now let's get to this Amber. Let's get to the next shit.
Yeah, Green Bay, they got Aaron Rodgers.
They still got Aaron Rodgers.
Who? What are you talking about?
I'm glad you said that. Who's better, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers is not nice,
bro. But you're not going to, I mean, obviously,
you're not going to sleep on him, though.
No, that's the moment. Who's more talented?
Aaron Rodgers.
He's not nice.
Why?
Bro, because he's younger.
What does that have to do with it?
He can make all the throws.
He make all the accuracy throws. He can't run. He's a faster runner.
It makes you more athletic.
Faster runner, stronger arm, and better accuracy.
It makes you more athletic.
But that's the only. He's better talent, but he's not a better all-around player.
That makes you athletic. He's more athletic than Brady. He's not more talented.
He is more talented.
Talented wins you games. Talent wins you games.
Yeah, that's why he fucking won games. That's why he got all those yards. That's why he got all those touchdowns.
He got championships.
He got one.
He didn't make it last year.
Tom Brady has six.
He didn't make it like last 3 years.
You know what I'm saying? I know.
Tom Brady's talent, even in the last year, bro. Who y'all had in your team that was really worthy? Y'all didn't have no White. White was out. He was out.
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't he hurt? What year was that? Well, y'all didn't have a lot of wideouts. Y'all didn't have a lot of anybody.
Almost 7 years.
It was the year before last. Y'all niggas ain't have nobody. I still fucking pulled it up.
Yeah.
Well, against the.
I mean, well, the only person we didn't have was the.
We have Gronk.
Yeah.
What game was it? Where Edelman was doing his thing.
That year when Edelman was pulling out all the stops.
That nigga just fired.
I said, Edelman
is the best slot runner y'all ever had.
Maybe.
Yo, come on, let's get into the show.
Come on, I gotta go. Okay. Because we about to get into it. Because I said the same thing. We put a poll. Yeah, we gotta go.
So, let's get into this. Amber Geiger. We all heard about the shit in the news, all that shit. So, imagine you live in St. Lucia, out in the Bahamas. You're in your early 20s, and you go to college, you get your accounting degree, all that shit. You are a fucking accountant, 26-year-old accountant.
Facts.
And you got a fucking condo in Texas, living your motherfucking life, my nigga.
What's his name, Botham?
Gene Botham, from St. Lucia.
I'm bad with that.
Imagine you just in your house doing some shit, just whatever, and just, I don't know, you just in your house, and if fucking somebody just come in and just fucking smokes a lot. Well, you can't imagine somebody.
Yeah.
You just come in, somebody just smokes.
He said he was about to eat a bowl of ice cream.
He was eating a bowl of ice cream, watching TV,
bro.
He
just made him a bowl of ice cream after one day of work.
Probably in some shorts, just chilling, bro. And his own. Okay. A couple of things kind of just seem a little weird to me. One, why was this nigga door unlocked?
Now, that's the thing. They said a bunch of the apartments in the place, doors was fucked up. It's one of those, it's got like a key fob. And you kind of just, and it was off, the latches was all fucked up all over the place. Sometimes you had to, you know, whatever.
So it's very possible that.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Fucking
crazy. His door was fucked up.
So now it's on them too. Blood in their hands too.
They gotta be responsible.
The apartment complex, it's on their hands too. That's one thing that kind of threw me.
She shouldn't have been able to use her.
She shouldn't have never been able to get into this nigga crib. First off, she
lived upstairs.
She lived
and she would have realized that she couldn't, it's not her shit. The key wasn't working.
The bitch lived upstairs. Right.
So the bitch, her key might have fucking. She probably.
No, she had to go all the way to the fourth floor.
I'm about to read it. Well, same difference. But you skipped your floor to get to another nigga floor.
Barging into his apartment, thinking it was her own. Geiger lived directly under.
Can you pause real quick?
What?
The key word in that, the nigga said barging. How do you barge into your own house?
They say she barged in. Just
thinking that it was her own home. So why are you barging into your own home?
Because she said she thought the door was open and that somebody made it broke into her shit. So she was like, why the fuck is my door open like this?
She testifies that she was scared to death when she heard Gene, who assumed he was an intruder in her home, and went to confront him. Prosecutors argued that there were multiple clues to alert Geiger that she was on the wrong floor, entering the wrong home. They told jurors the officer was distracted by sexually teen phone calls and text messages that she was sharing with her work partner, whom she had a sexual relationship with.
And a nigga married.
Wow. She's cheating on the nigga. And a nigga married his girl.
Exposed.
Jurors rejected the defense's Castle Doctrine. That's the thing I was talking about, the Castle Doctrine.
They said it's similar to standing ground.
Right, and that's the claim that she was protecting her home the night she killed Jean, who known for a beautiful singing voice in church. The verdict is exactly what we were looking for.
The judge was like, shame on y'all for trying that shit up. The fuck is y'all talking about?
Jurors returned to the courtroom after a break to begin deliberating her sentence, who was on the police force for about 4 years. She faced up to 5 years, up to 99 years, or life in prison.
Bullshit. 5 to 99. She won't do 4.
They sentenced her ass, didn't they?
So, once the verdict came out, everybody was initially happy. It's like, okay, fuck it, finally. We got justice for somebody, some nigga.
Can we call that justice?
Hold on, though. Wait. That's just the verdict, not the sentencing. The verdict just saying, okay, she's guilty.
Guilty of what? Murder, right?
Right. So then the sentence comes out. Then you're like, oh, 10 years. That's when it's like, okay, now y'all niggas playing games.
Because the bitch ain't, she ain't gonna do more than 7. Because what is the law? 65% of your time? Something like that? You gotta do?
Bedtime is 80%. Is she going bedtime?
Right. They are going to put this bitch in the most beautiful part of the jail, in a cell by herself, with a nice Tempur-Pedic cot.
Yeah, what do they do?
Nigga,
what do they
do with a fireplace, a microwave.
She getting hugged in front of the camera.
Bruh, did you see how they was treating this bitch, bruh? Did you see how they was giving her so much affection, bro? Like when have you ever?
They probably ain't know that the bitch was on the wrong floor.
How about this? Moment. Let's just throw the obvious out there. Why is it that anytime when a white person goes to jail or is in court, they have them looking like some librarian?
Poor innocent little.
It's all for the jury, though.
Yeah. And they have a nigga in there, they have him in his oranges and shit coming in, looking all crazy and shit, cause they done beat the nigga ass.
Nah, but I can't wait. You know, we got history right here in the city of dudes playing their part while they going through court. Glasses, you know what I mean?
Looking like a smart young nigga.
You get what I'm saying?
Shirt but that's what I'm saying.
Doing what he's supposed to do.
You got
and
to though.
As soon as you, cause you gotta play the game at that point.
Remind me of the nigga from the Boys and Girls Club shooting.
Right, you know what I mean? Like,
you're looking like
you gotta play the game at that point. Then you get off, and I'm dipping out in the charger. It's waiting outside.
I want to play the video real quick of the brother of the who got shot.
Yeah, he pussy.
Oh, yeah, hugging a bitch.
I know.
I need to know. Y'all reactions and would y'all do the same for the same way?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I know if you go to God and ask him, he will forgive you. And I don't think anyone could say it. Again, I'm speaking for myself, not even bad for my family. But I love you just like anyone else. And I'm not gonna say I hope you rot and die just like my brother did, but I personally want the best for you. Wow. And I wasn't gonna ever say this in front of my family or anyone, but I don't even want you to go to jail.
I'm trying to smile.
I want the best
for you.
Because I know that's exactly what the best would be, give your life to Christ.
Bruh, can we stop this now, bruh?
Hold on, not yet. I need you to see the HUD.
I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please?
Look at her. You could do whatever you want to right now. You could.
What?
You could choke the shit out of her right now.
That's Grace, unlike
you're having the shit out of it.
No, it really is.
You just killed my fucking brother, bro. Okay, you just killed my brother in his own crib. He wasn't doing nothing to nobody.
You see your brother.
The nigga was just living life. Okay, cool.
It's your blood.
You shoot my brother. I tell you, I love you. I don't want nothing to happen to you. What? Bitch, if I could never get my hands on you, I swear to God. You are never. Okay, he said one important thing. He said, hopefully you can go to God and he'll forgive you. Because, yeah,
I'm sending you there. You should have ended it right there.
You shoot my brother? I'm shooting somebody in your family, okay? Somebody's gonna fucking die. I know your family name. I know all. Listen, I ain't talking to no Stan. That's what's not gonna happen. No, you may not even know.
Why is he even on the stand?
You might not even know who I am. Why? I'm coming for all of your people. That's what I'm doing.
Why is he even talking?
This nigga had no dog and he couldn't even defend us. Bro, you didn't even do CPR on my fucking brother, bro. Like, are you serious? You did. You on the phone like, yo. Oh, they asked you. They testified. Talk about some, yo, did you get a nigga CPR? No, I couldn't because I was on the phone. Bitch, what? The dude was like, yo, the phone can go on speakerphone, ma'am.
Yo.
You could have had the whole police force there in 2 seconds.
Bro, what?
She could have had everybody.
She panicking. Like, I'm going to lose my job.
What if he low key
bitch?
Like this? What if he
what?
I'm about to take somebody out.
Yo.
That's what I'm not, dude. I go in there.
Oh, bro, hell. Bro, no, I don't know, bro. Nah. Yo, that nigga is pussy, bro.
That's some pussy shit, bro.
No, bro, I don't wish no, bro. I wish all types of everything to you, bro, because you killed my brother in cold blood.
Yo, real nigga shit, I would have did all that just to act like I
was talking to her.
Because you the one, you would have
their shit.
You would have went down. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be silent. No, whoa. Why not even be under the radar? Why not just come over here and just find out what you need to know? Sit in the back of the courtroom.
She's like, you go fucking kill a cop.
Nah. God,
you don't gotta go for the cop, you go for the family.
See who crying
she
the most.
She killed your fucking brother for no reason in cold blood.
But it don't matter. Listen, bitches, mindset, Delora. Yo, knowing that I can still get my hands on the family, I'm going ham, bro. I'm going ham. I'm going to take niggas up. Listen, you're not gonna do any time because niggas don't even know you exist.
Dude.
I would legit act like I'm about to go hug this bitch and then just knock this bitch out real quick.
Nope.
Take my 30 days and then go kill her family. Like, you know what I mean?
Why? Now you on the radar. Like, they gonna be watching you
it
now.
It don't matter. You gonna be on the radar anyway.
No, you wouldn't. How?
Yes, you are, bro.
This nigga family from overseas.
Still gonna be on the radar, bro. It don't matter.
This nigga family from overseas.
Still on the radar, bro.
Yo, he should have did that.
And if anything,
he got jump on.
And if anything happened to her family, who they gonna go to?
How they exactly. go? Like, listen, you like, gotta understand this.
You're the person that's going.
No. How? Listen, they killed this man and whatever. You don't even be a witness on the stand and nothing like that. You don't even come into no contact
with information.
You don't go to court. You don't do nothing that until the day of. You just show up as one of as a civilian.
Yeah.
Cool. You don't even go.
Because you need to know some type of information. You need to know some type of information. You got to know something. So you go and get something. Go to one court date, something. Get some type of information. Boom. Now, once you get the name of the person that did whatever you did, you sit back and do your research. And you go after niggas like that. Niggas is dying. They don't know it's you. How they
shoot, they don't even know you even kicked in the sick. They don't know right, nothing.
You dip back over
to your country and you still live your life.
What you gotta do is kidnap her.
Bugging, bro. I'm out.
Kill her.
Niggas and I'm out of here.
You gotta kidnap her, kill her, dip out to the country, game.
I'm out of here, nigga.
Yo, you gotta get out to the country before she gets bombed.
You already gotta plan that exit to the country already. You know what I mean?
Before anybody gets bombed.
You don't become a part of the radar because your exit plan is just as good as your air entrance.
Him going to his country and just take him so far because the U.S. extradited
him from the Bahamas.
You know what I'm saying? They will jump down there and come get you.
How do they know it was him? How would they know it's him?
I left that to the trial.
Because you planted your ticket, it's like that. Like she been missing for 2 weeks. Then we found out she
don't kidnap her. You kill other motherfuckers. You just kill other motherfuckers. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Get out of here. I'm out of here. How would a nigga know that this shit is you? If you already gone, you back in your country. How they gonna be like, oh, this nigga?
They got tied.
All right, so let's get back into the.
And I guarantee you, it's niggas doing that shit in real life. Cause you got niggas that's like how like Chapo niggas. Chapo niggas did that shit. You don't think these knew when he escaped from all that shit before?
Who is he?
That's Chapo. That's not the same type of nigga.
I'm just saying. It can't happen. Some niggas can't come from other. It's regular niggas that family will come over here, handle some business, and go back over to the fucking other countries. Spanish niggas. I know a few Spanish niggas that shit didn't happen, bro. It's you just gotta know how to move.
All right. So yo, do you think he would have got?
What's that shit mean to you?
Do you think he would have got 10 years if he killed her?
Hell no, he'd have got life.
No, he wouldn't have.
Say he walked in the wrong apartment and
then they would have killed him. Then they would have got.
No, for real. Say he wouldn't know why.
Say he would have just walked in.
All he would have had to do was stay on the line with the person after he called the people and said, "Listen, this lady intruded in my house. She was pointing a gun at me. I shot. I'm trying to give her CPR. I keep trying to give her CPR. I'm working on her." And what? Have the gun on the table, out of the way.
That shit don't matter,
bro. Listen, especially off the strength, they don't know if she's an officer yet.
But especially off the strength of that, her boyfriend was, I mean, her, the nigga that she was fucking with is an officer too.
But they don't know that she's an officer yet. I'm shooting you. You're not gonna get to your phone before I get to mine. I shoot you. You down? Like, oh shit, I'm gonna call the hospital. Okay, this is the situation. I don't know who this lady is.
Whenever a dude call and it's an injured female, they automatically treat that as a domestic. Mm-hmm. Every cop already know that's the most dangerous. Like, you talk to cops, they always say, yo, this is the most dangerous situation going into because you don't know what level they in, you don't know if it's cool, if it's not. So 9 times out of 10, any black nigga call the cops.
Correct.
They don't know you black.
So this. Boy. So why is it vice versa, or is it just black nigga calling the boys and the cop? Me calling the cop.
You know what a girl. You know what a black. If you say, yo, I just shot this motherfucker, and you sound.
God, like, but here's the thing. You gotta be specific in what you say. A gun was pointed at me, and I returned fire. I'm in my home.
Yo, but that's easy to say, but you're not.
Right.
He not a trained cop. He's just not a regular trained cop.
It's just about.
He don't got those.
Telling the situation in entirety.
I promise you, it don't matter.
How about this? If a nigga walk in your crib, right? Same situation. You in that situation, but you end up being able to draw the nigga. You shoot the nigga, and you gotta. Okay, shit. I gotta call the boys.
You know what, Pete?
Shit, I gotta call the boys. Pete. I'm gonna call the boys. Yo, listen. This nigga walked in my crib with the gun, trying to. I got my family. I had to return fire.
They only got to be that deep, and I promise you, they gonna.
I had to return fire. My family in this motherfucking know. You gonna explain to the niggas just so you can be like, yo, let me cover my fucking tracks, regardless if they think that I killed this nigga off a well or whatever. Let me know this nigga came into my house trying to kill or harm me and my family, and I return fire.
They don't care.
Shit, yeah, but it has to be on record. It's not about them caring, it's about it being on record. Because that can be used as evidence in the fucking courtroom. It can be used as evidence, just like her shit was used as evidence.
Somebody say,
that 911 can be used as evidence, bro.
Fam, Fam.
Hey.
Yo, you know what? Man. Y'all probably don't know, but what happened with me and my white brother got into it. You feel me? That's when I caught my charge. So, and I promise you, I walked into the crib, they arguing. A family argument. That's my wife, though. You get what I'm saying? So I understand it's a family argument. I didn't realize when I'm walking into, that's my wife, though. So I walk in, they arguing. I'm just saying, with that situation happening, the exact, you get what I'm saying? Like, pulling it, and you like, yo, I'm here because this happened. You get what I'm saying? And you got something, no matter what, these niggas is taking you down. Like, they didn't even knock on the door, you feel me? I seen niggas surrounding the crib. You get what I'm saying? They never knocked on the door yet. Niggas around the crib. As soon as I got on the porch, get in the crib. They didn't ask me what happened. Was it your crib? Wow. I was living there at the time. That's the only reason why I got off with having it. Cause right. I'm in the house. I got it. But this is where I'm sleeping at. My kids sleep here. Right. My space is in the basement. Right. That's the only reason why I got. But right there in that situation, bro, I'm telling you.
If it wasn't your crib, right, they really wouldn't be trying to hear that.
That's the only point I was trying to make is that at that point, like they say a gun in the crib, something like that, the cops are
see, but this, but here, hold up. Here's the thing. It's different there because there's a gun law. The gun laws are different there. You can. It's a carry state. So he could have drew. And been able to stand his ground because they were trying to throw that defense around to stand his ground in his home. He would have. Yo, listen, I was defending myself. A person came into my home, waving a gun at me, and I drew my eyes and shot back.
No.
You need that on record saying that. Yo, brother.
I'm saying you walk into the wrong house and shoot the white lady.
Oh, hell nah.
Is he getting 10 years?
He going down. That's different. Okay, I'm thinking the situation still happened, but he ended up shooting back her.
Right,
and killing her.
He can't get off.
If Zimmerman got off, he's getting off.
I'm talking about the other way.
If he walked into a random person shooting, first of all, they're not going to believe that's what happened.
Yeah, hell no. They're going to think it's robbery. Yeah. And then come to find out
she's a police officer. Under the jail.
He really going down because he killed a police officer. So that's different.
That's death penalty.
But if it was on the vice versa of him, if she came in and she busting at that nigga, he get out of the way and be able to shoot back and hit her.
He's getting off.
That's what I was talking. And he needs to be able to call the people and be like, listen, I'm trying to help the lady, but she shot at me. I didn't know what was going on. This is my apartment, and. I'm in fear of my life. What do you want me to do? If he has that on record on a police call, which they will play as evidence in the courtroom, because if they lose that evidence, then that's police tampering, and he'll get off either way. So this shit will work, son. That would work. Trust and believe that, because they. I mean,
I think that's kind of just.
You can't that. You can't go naked. That's self defense.
Yeah, I don't think that's not what we're talking about.
That's self-defense.
That's
what I was thinking.
You gotta get off. Like,
I was thinking,
no,
my fault. I don't know if I missed this and I didn't mean to interrupt. But did y'all hear about that Shaq and Dame Little?
Oh, yeah, we just gonna get to that.
Did y'all touch that? We can hurry up and get into that real quick. Because that'll be the last time.
That'll be the last 10 minutes. Yeah, that'll be the last topic. But yeah, that kind of pissed me off. It's just more so like, yo, she got this treatment, this specialized treatment. Just because she was a cop.
Right. Well, every cop get that treatment.
But that should never be. There's civilians at the... When she don't have a badge on, she's a fucking civilian. After you commit a cold-blooded murder, you're no longer a cop. You're a murderer. You're a criminal.
Cops is
period.
She's the first cop to ever be convicted, dog.
Word.
I appreciate it.
I'm just saying, see, a theory. Because you just said, yo, if you ever shoot somebody, you're a cold-blooded killer. But I'm telling you that. We know how many niggas done got killed by cops. But she's the first one ever convicted, bro.
Facts.
So, your theory, we just know it's not that it's wrong. We just know that the facts.
We know what it is. We know what niggas doing.
Niggas out here killing niggas.
But it's fucked up, though, that they will make a example of her, but don't make an example of her. If you're going to make the example, give her the fucking book and throw the book at her like you would throw the book at a motherfucking criminal that was on some other shit. That was selling some fucking weed or some shit.
Pretty much they Nah, man, that's bullshit, ready, you know, yo. They pissed in your pocket and told you it was raining.
Burn, bro. Just kept trying to piss. And just always so raining outside.
So y'all gonna say she guilty but give her 10 years? Like, come on, man.
The fuck? No, she ain't guilty now. Now that's it no longer became.
You know how many people will get killed if I knew I could fucking get 10 years?
You know, as a fucking cop,
it's not many.
And she gonna get her job back.
It's not many felonies that a nigga can commit and only get 10 years.
Fact, bro, niggas is getting 10 years off selling weed.
Maybe,
niggas getting. Niggas is getting even. No, niggas is. My uncle is doing a life sentence off of a theft.
That's crazy. And she took a life.
Come on, son. Really?
That's crazy.
No, bro. Niggas is doing time over basic fucking little bullshit. Niggas. Man, and niggas actually took a cold, in cold blood. We not talking about this nigga was doing some bullshit and it was in the line of duty. This bitch was off duty.
That nigga was living in
mansion. And this nigga's old crib. And she kills this nigga. What?
Nice.
Off a rip, she's a civilian because she was off duty.
Yo, what you think? You think so? Now, you think 2031 is far away? 2031?
Bro, no, because my kid.
Oh, yeah, 2031, 2029.
Wow. My kid would be.
That'd be
my
10 age. Years from now. When she get old.
My kid would be 20. My kid would be 20.
That shit might go like that, but the world gonna fucking change. But I'm pretty sure she might get out like 25.
Bro, listen, she's gonna be in the best part of the jail.
I think the world
gonna like
she really with got the 10
best years, situation, bro.
If they really give her 10 solid years, that'd be what's up. Like,
she's a
I could
cop.
Appreciate that if they like, she gotta get the whole 10, you know what I mean?
She's but not. Good behavior is definitely gonna be applied to the situation.
Imagine what it was like
she's
10 years
a cop,
ago.
Bro.
10 years ago wasn't no streaming, wasn't no.
They can do all of that in the jails now, bro.
Oh, nine.
They can do that in jails now. They can still have social medias and shit like that. Nah, bro. They gonna have this bitch. She gonna have a computer in her shit.
She gonna be alright.
Oh yeah.
The, bro, she gonna be in a cell by herself. A nice cell like this big, right here by herself, on some old Orange is the New Black way, bro. Yeah. Early the first two seasons. Fuck you mean? That's how her life gonna be, bro. Like, just a fucking joy.
Alright. So, man, I mean, that's unfortunate all that shit. At least we got a little bit of justice.
Facts.
So, let's get into the game chat.
That's what
real
pisses
quick.
Me off, bro. That little bit. Fuck that little bit of justice shit. Why we can't just have justice, bro? Fuck that shit. Yo, she was wrong. Convict the bitch.
It's not logical.
Life. Mm-hmm. Give her life.
Fuck it! You killed a nigga in cold blood as a civilian.
You should get life.
You're not like, come on, son. No, son. That's bullshit.
So let's get into the game. Game Villa shot.
That beef is funny.
Who won?
Why is there even a beef?
Anybody know what you're
talking about?
Oh, we did. Yeah, I heard it. I heard it on the podcast. He didn't say. They asked that nigga. Is he the best? He was like.
Yeah, he better.
He not. They tried to. Put, he said better. I rap better.
Yeah, he said I'm a better rapper than Shaq.
I'm a better rapper.
And but I'm like I heard.
That's no shade.
I forgot, but everybody said that's not what Shaq was mad about. Shaq was mad because he said, yeah, I'm a better rapper than Shaq, and they really didn't see Shaq as a rapper.
As a rapper, they just seen
him
as Shaq.
Shaq, and that's why he sold the records. And Shaq, like, nigga, I got records with Biggie, Diddy, like what you talking about?
Young boy,
and I got four chips. What's up?
I'm gonna say this. Hey. I'm gonna say this. He kind of got a point. Let's just think about this, right? Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball star, started early. He came in out of college, LSU, beasted. Off rip, he was a megastar because he was breaking rims, doing all this shit, right? Okay. That took him into movies. He probably was already rapping, but nobody was listening to that bullshit. After he starred in a movie, his record sales shot that way.
I think it was Shazam that did it.
Yes, his record sales shot up because now people they like the personality of Shaq.
Yeah, You're talking as if he just was putting out bodies at work.
Right? He was not, though.
That's what
he
I'm
put
saying.
Out maybe one or two.
Nah, it wasn't. I don't think it
he was he got a platinum album.
That's what I'm.
We're
trying
not gonna lie. And that was only because of his stardom. It was only because of his stardom,
can't
though.
Say that,
but his relationships.
Platinum. You just can't say yourself.
His, but his relationship. Yes, bro. I'm gonna give you an example
and
in a second. I'm gonna give you a reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. Relationships also is built by a money status too. Now, if you're making all this money, you can easily get in touch with the best people. Well, at the time.
What do that mean?
You can pay a nigga to get on the track, bro. You don't gotta.
Everybody was surprised.
So what? How was that? How can you actually make that to be a? Well, I got records with this person. You well, you could have paid for it. That's how you got the record.
That, he's saying, and with that bar, he's saying that I got records with the biggest rap stars of my era, and you don't. That's what he's saying.
Point being, because Dame Dollar felt like I don't need these niggas to get on. I'm gonna get on by my damn self. So that might be.
He's saying Dame Dollar.
Hey man. Hey, I don't need to write nobody else's coattail to get my fame.
But to get my rap name.
I can rap.
So let's get into the bars though. Let's get into the bars.
Dame is a truly better all around rapper than he is. He really is.
Yeah, I think Dame is the best basketball rapper.
Shaq has more of a stardom. He has more he's more likable in the media. He has a personality. That's what brings I would never listen to a Shaq album. You ain't about to put on no Shaq album. You ain't putting on no Shaq album. Ain't nobody in this room putting on no Shaq album.
I'm not putting. We talking about
these two discs. Song.
Let's break it down to these two discs.
Man, listen. Why though? Why is the only reason why they heard their songs? Because Dame Dollar did all this shit and it was beat. They went on. It's an attraction. He's popular in the media.
That didn't happen though. It wasn't no back and forth. Shaq just put it out. So that's why I'm trying to say.
This was a back and forth in a sense of. Because Dame said what he said.
But
Shaq responded to that with a rap.
So
from that turned into a beef, a rap back with. I'm not calling it a beef. I'm calling it what people are calling it.
No,
it's not a beef. This is stupid to me. But go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say like he was saying the tracks. Well, I think both of the tracks is cool. Like I do feel like Dame is the better rapper. You get what I'm saying? But I can kind of doze off. When Dame rap sometimes. You get what I'm saying?
Damn, now
Shaq, he got, sometimes it's about delivery. Like, that's what a lot of people say about Cole. You know, he don't got no delivery. He don't got no this, he don't got no that. But, like, I feel like Shaq was speaking facts, and you can't really argue with facts. And I feel like,
my thing is, Dame cannot speak on Shaq's rings because he don't have any.
You
cannot speak on anything about Shaq's rings.
Even if he wants to talk basketball related, you can do that. Cool. Listen. He gonna get chewed. But the fact of the matter is, Dame is a way better skilled rapper. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
We all agree with you. We always disagreeing about that.
But this beef shit is stupid.
But it is what it is.
I like it.
It's the off season.
I like it. Everybody enjoying it. Like, cause you taking it too serious, dog.
No, I'm not taking it too serious. I'm saying it's stupid in the sense of
we shouldn't have the expectation
of a Drake.
Why is Shaq even responding to this shit?
Because
it's all fun and games. Yeah,
it's the off season, nigga.
Yeah,
somebody just called the magazine a couple of weeks ago, right?
Niggas Kobe called the magazine a couple of weeks ago. Something else.
Dragging that for forever, you know.
Niggas about to turn this shit.
And now that Dame, now that he knows Dame, you know Shaq got jokes. So
so everybody in the room feel like this is just like. I'm not saying this real beef.
Like, why would
I'm just saying it's stupid.
Why would Shaq even really have beef?
Why wouldn't y'all get into the show?
It was just funny as hell to Shaq.
I think they was just trying to get some juice out of Dame.
I just want
to
know who had the better bars.
Obviously.
Dame bars can't be counted because they. You don't got no rings.
What the song?
This thing is Shaq. And one thing we can't say is. Dame, you can't say Westbrook is better than Dame.
Yeah.
But
in the game, Westbrook ain't gonna ever be forgotten in the league. And that's kind of how Shaq is smacking.
He got his MVPs.
You get what I'm saying? Triple double. Who else did that besides Oscar?
Yeah.
So he just saying the game like.
I'm gonna say Shaq. I'm gonna give Shaq. I'm gonna go Team Shaq.
Facts, though.
Because you can't.
Straight facts,
based on
that
you
nigga,
cannot,
bro.
You cannot speak on that nigga rings if you don't got that hand That nigga was speaking.
You want to know why he did that though? Because it's always been ongoing.
Team who?
I'm team Lillard.
Yo, but even
I've been like the only reason why he's been like, because it's been an ongoing joke for years that everybody's been throwing around that Shaq was or Shaq rolled Kobe's coattail. No, and everybody know that they played the both dynamics of that. But really? Shaq was a bigger dynamics. You know, he was the center of the operation. Everything went through him. So we know that. Okay, cool. But that's just a running joke. So he can't start. It seemed like what Dame was saying, he was coming at the nigga with light shit. It seemed like Shaq was trying to hit the nigga where it hurt. And that's like, if it's friendly, if it's just some jokes and shit, you can't come off spicy that way.
No, that's not true, right? That's not true. Just don't know too much about Shaq talking to Barkley, right?
But here's the thing. But you gotta understand why. Because look at how Barkley talked to Shaq.
Because that's their homie, but we're not talking about how they talk to each other. We're talking about taking it personal. Because we could talk to each other regularly as homies and keep it cool. Now, talking about...
But Barkley, look how Barkley talked to Shaq.
But we're not... I agree. But it's saying, Barkley, you don't got no chips. That's personal now. I'm saying that Shaq get personal.
Because the nigga Barkley be like, you soft and all that shit. That's kind of personal.
He don't call... He never called Barkley soft.
Nah, Barkley be calling Shaq soft. He used to claim he thought I'm
saying he's dominant, so no nobody would take that serious.
Shaq, dude.
And that's why he talk about the chips.
That's why he went to he go right.
That's
to
what I'm saying.
Oh, so you want to get no personal with me? I'm gonna get personal with you. Yeah. But I don't feel like they got personal with the nigga though.
Bruh, he did get personal because the only thing he can talk about is the Kobe shit.
Who you pumping?
Because it's an ongoing joke.
Shaq.
I fuck with Shaq because the nigga just spoke facts like. You're not.
Why didn't Dame speak
that? You're not
that?
Better than Lillard.
Why wasn't Lillard? But why wasn't Lillard?
Of course, Lillard had the better song.
Shaq went off though.
Of course, Lillard had the better song.
We ain't taking that away from him.
We had a better song.
But I'm saying in the sense of why wasn't
he's a better rapper?
Why isn't Lillard truthful though? Why isn't Lillard speaking facts? Because you said Shaq's because he was speaking facts. Why was Lillard speaking facts?
It's more facts, and you're only really speaking facts about one thing.
It's really like a Bills fan trying to make fun of Tom Brady Ray.
Right. That's the best thing.
If the rap beef started ahead, I can understand why. Because niggas is taking personal jabs. But if it was just like, man, come on, Shaq, like, man, like you all knew, like, come on, I mean, leaders, like, man, I do rap better than you. Just call it what it is. I don't care if you had all these whatever you. I rap.
On the interview. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna say
he don't wanna say it.
I'm gonna say that I pump with fuck it. I'm gonna say I'm gonna have to pump with Shaq to keep it a buck. Yeah. Now Dame flow was dope. His delivery was dope. Yeah. His comebacks was dope.
Yeah.
But one thing I seen about Dame a couple of weeks ago, he got into an argument with somebody and he was talking money talk. Like, yo, I got me a max contract. Like, get your money up.
Shaq is the man with the money.
Now, when Shaq came back at you with the money talk, you said something real light.
Yeah.
Because and you know his pay rate is long as Shaq's.
All I'm saying is that if you got that creativity and elusivity to talk crazy to him about money, talk that big money to Shaq. Now, that's why I want to feel like.
Whose turn is it? If this is a back and forth, who turn is it? Is it Shaq's
over? It's over. Yeah, they got them songs out there, and everybody needs to come.
I think that's how, you know what I mean? I feel like
they should keep it going then if that's the case then.
Drake and Pusher
was different.
All Pusher had to put out was a story added on and it was a reset.
But Drake said the only reason why he backed out of that because
he put out a press
release. That nigga got him so mad
he still talked about him in his running.
I'm gonna switch this up. I'll put it on the next album. But that's your man's too though.
Shaq is about to drop.
Where are you at with that?
I call it how I see it. That boy, Drake got exposed.
You didn't want the smoke. You don't want to push smoke.
Push?
But
I feel like
that's why all this shit was in that drink. I mean, all this shit was in that Kanye.
I'm team Dame though, is because Dame, he quiet on the court too. He like one of them niggas where you don't really think that he can do what he can do on the court. You don't hear Dame talking,
bro.
Nah, bro, you know what he did? Quiet, bro. He like Paul George. Paul George, you only see that nigga talking when it's down, balling. You see him kind of jibber jabber, but look what he did to Paul George.
That was a bad shot
that went in.
Nine times out of ten, everybody playing defense on him like that, bro.
But
nine times out of ten, everybody is playing defense on him. The only nigga that's playing hard up, man to man, like on his ass, is niggas that don't get time at all. So they want to prove themselves. So now they want to go
That might be
ain't nobody about to guard him, man to man, because they know they just gonna go right past him. So,
but I would rather you go past me and get the two.
I'm gonna give him some space, damn near half court. See, if that's Steph Curry, that's different, bro. It's different energy when it's Steph Curry, bro.
You know what I mean?
It's different energy when it's Steph Curry, because that's like, you know what I mean? That's a little range too, but like I'd rather trust Steph Curry taking that shot.
That's a big shot, dang though.
Bro, I'd rather take him that far, that deep. I'd rather take Steph Curry.
He do that, though. He do that, bro.
I'm not saying he don't, but nine times out of ten, I will play man-on-man on Steph to have him.
This is the last moment of the game. This is where it all counts. This is y'all up and y'all motherfuckers. This is the only, if y'all win, y'all go to the playoffs. Ain't no, I'm about to, nigga, I'm full court in this, nigga.
I'm full court.
What? I want you to get the two so you can at least tie the game up where we have a chance. I'm not about to have you hit no big ass fucking shot in my fucking face in the game.
That's a bad shot, bro.
That went in, bro.
But nine times out of ten, everybody plays defense on him like that. Like,
did it bounce like Kawhi's? Did it bounce like Kawhi's? Because Kawhi's was a bad shot. Did it bounce like Kawhi's? No, that bitch went bang.
Yeah.
So but, how was that a bad shot with a damn go on net?
Right.
No. Nah. But he'd kill it, bro.
He is, but he ain't Westbrook. No, I'm saying.
Yeah, he's
on the, with the bars, he is.
It's cute.
But you gotta think NBA. Shaq you gotta think NBA it. Stars now. I feel like he is the best NBA rapper.
He is. That's cool.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. Alright, so if you like what you heard, people, you gotta find us. IG. Slimming Q Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Find us on
again, Apple shout out Podcast. To all the Libras.
Libra season.
Yes, sir. We lit.
It's Virgo season.
No.
No, you
got shit
past. That shit over.
It's Libra season, bruh. All the way to the 22nd. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.